last time and didn't do it. Doesn't mean I won't do it this time. Can you imagine using so much energy to get the garbage out? When we have a world in which millions of people are starving, the violence, all of my energy is being drained getting the garbage out. But then I started to learn how to peace make rather than peace break. I began to be aware of how cruel the label child is when you think that because you label somebody a child, what's better than they do. I saw that it's just a perpetuation of the domination system in which people with titles claim to know what other people have to do and impose this on them through the use of punishment and reward. So I started to see this. And so I asked him one night, hey, how can we break out of this, man? How can we break out of this? You know, I realize I've been thinking that I know what's right and imposing it. How can we break out of it? He came up with a great solution. He said, how about this, Dad? How about if it sounds like a demand, I ask you, is that a request or a demand? Hey, I like that. Let's try it. Let's see if we can break out of this. The next morning, before he went to school, we had three chances to practice. I asked him to do three things that any decent child would do for such a wonderful father. Which was my thinking, you see, which makes it a have to, a should. But this kid is a great crap detector. Each of the three times, he said, Dad, is that a request or a demand? I said, thank you, that helps. It was a demand, now it's a request. Each time he did it. So after talking to him about this, and I really got straight just how dangerous it is to ever think you know what another person should do or have to do, and to put it to them in the form of a demand. You see, in giraffe, we never want anybody to do anything unless they can do it with the joy of a little child feeding a hungry duck. We only want people to do as we request if they see how it will enrich life and it enriches their life to do it. We never want anybody to do anything out of fear of punishment, criticism. We don't want people to do anything to buy love, only for what I think is natural for we human beings. I think we like more than anything else to contribute to life. But for us to enjoy doing that, it has to be that we hear a request, not a demand. We're not doing it to escape blame, punishment, criticism. So he taught me that lesson, and I was sitting and thinking about it afterwards, about how I had been conditioned to think that because I have a title, parent, teacher, or something else, that I know what's right, and I impose it on people. So this song came to me. So since I stole some of the lines from what he told me, I call it Song from Brett. Incidentally, he lives here in town. He's a professor of Spanish over at the university. Reach out to, no, that's another song. Let's do Song from Brett. If I clearly understand, you intend no demand, I'll usually respond when you call. But if you come across like a high mighty boss, you'll feel like you ran into a wall. And when you remind me so piously about all of those things that you've done for me, you'd better get ready. Here comes another bout. Then you can shout, you can spit, moan and groan and throw a fit. I still won't take the garbage out. Now, even if you should change your style, it's going to take me a little while before I can forgive and forget. Because it seemed to me that you didn't see me as human too, until all your standards were met. Okay, so that's how we express what's alive in us when we are trying to peace make rather than peace break. We share what's alive in us, our feelings, our needs, our requests. No criticism, no demands. No matter what people say to us, we put on the giraffe ears and hear what's alive in them. Because when that connection is there, when both parties can just see what's alive in each other, nobody feels any criticism or demand. Everybody's needs can get met through compassionate giving. We have all the resources on the planet to meet people's needs. We don't have to have all the thousands starving every day. But we have the jackal language, you see. It doesn't help us to connect in a way in which everybody's needs can get met. So a very important part of nonviolent communication then is when our needs aren't getting met, to know how to create this connection that will allow everybody's needs to get met through compassionate giving. But in order to maintain this consciousness in a world where unfortunately the vast majority of people are trained to think and communicate and act in a different way, we need to have fuel. We need to have the fuel that it takes to keep this consciousness. So what fuel is it that we need? Giraffe juice. Now, how do we get this fuel of giraffe juice into our system? This is the fuel that is needed for peacemaking. Giraffe juice. Now, don't worry, it's a homeopathic fuel. It's a homeopathic fuel. We get it when we have a certain intention to contribute to life. We do something out of the motive of making somebody's life more wonderful. Not giving in out of guilt, shame, duty, obligation, have to, no. Out of the joy that comes when we intentionally do something to enrich life. And when we get confirmation that our intention was fulfilled, we see how another person's life has been enriched by our actions, then we get the giraffe juice. But that gets distorted in our culture by thinking that we need to use praise and compliments rather than sincere gratitude. So let's make clear, if we're interested in peacemaking, how to use gratitude. How to express gratitude and not mix it up with praise and compliments, you see. So what makes the difference between the violence of praise and compliments and the power of sincere gratitude? The intention is very important. As I say, the intention in praise and compliments is to reward. Rewards are a violent game. If you don't see why, read the book Punished by Rewards by Alfie Kohn, K-O-H-N. Punished by Rewards. No more rewards, especially praise and compliments. But we do want to express sincere gratitude because that's where people get the giraffe juice, when they really get sincere gratitude, not a compliment. So, what do we express when we express a sincere gratitude? First, our motive is very important. Our only motive is to celebrate. Somebody has done something that has enriched our life. We want to celebrate that. And what information do we need to convey to the other person for that celebration to occur? Three things. We got to make clear what they did, how we feel about it, and what need of ours was met. That's the basic language of nonviolent communication. To make clear observations, express our feelings and our needs. I didn't make this very clear to a group of teachers I was working with in Switzerland, because after the workshop that I did, trying to show them how to express sincere gratitude, and one of the teachers came running up to me and jackaled the heck out of me.